From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations are meeting in Geneva on Friday to discuss how to advance the peace process in Syria. The meeting comes a day after an agreement was reached between more than 100 representatives of Syrian opposition groups at a meeting in Riyadh on a framework for talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. There is one thing they all agreed on.
Everybody in this conference said, no way, Assad is the problem, is part of the problem, he can't be part of the solution. His departure would be the beginning of any possible transition.
That's Loué Safi, a member of the Syrian National Council. They set a January deadline for the start of talks between the Assad government and moderate opposition groups as part of a broader plan for a political transition in Syria. At least 7 civilians were killed Friday in a suicide attack in the town of Kolofata in northern Cameroon, an area where Boko Haram militants are active. Cameroon cooperates with Chad, Benin, Nigeria, and Niger on a joint military force dedicated to fighting Boko Haram. The Islamist radical group is based in northern Nigeria but has carried out regular attacks in Cameroon since 2013. At least 7 people have been killed in early morning attacks on military sites near the capital of Burundi. Gunfire and explosions were heard outside Bujumbura in the early morning hours Friday after militants attacked at least 2 military sites. A presidential media advisor, Willy Namyete, wrote on Twitter that the attacks were a diversion by the attackers as they tried to free prisoners from military camps, though details are still not clear. Reports say gunfire can still be heard throughout the city. This is VOA News. Canada is welcoming its first Syrian refugees as 163 arrived in Toronto late Thursday. This is Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister.
Tonight they step off the plane as refugees, but they walk out of this terminal as permanent residents of Canada with social insurance numbers, with health cards, and with an opportunity to become full Canadians.
Canada expects to welcome 25,000 refugees by the end of February. On Friday, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius announced from the UN climate talks in Paris that a final agreement will not be produced from the conference until Saturday, rather than late Friday, as expected. Fabius made the announcement early Friday morning after what sources say was a hard night of negotiations.
I think you've got a pretty exhausted set of negotiators here. They've been working long through the night. They will work long through the night again tonight. But everyone is motivated by getting out of here with a deal, and a good deal. So I think they will be energized by finishing this soon.
That's Alex Hanfi, head of climate change strategy management at the Environmental Defense Fund. The biggest disagreements have been over how much financial responsibility poorer nations should take in the cost of emissions-cutting measures and what the stated long-term goal should be for the agreement. In another development, Beijing says President Xi Jinping spoke by phone with U.S. President Barack Obama to discuss climate change. The White House has yet to mention the conversation, and Beijing did not comment on what was said. 5 people were killed in a bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan Friday. A provincial spokesman tells VOA that the Afghan intelligence agency had detained a Russian-speaking foreign woman and her 3 children, suspecting them of having links to militants. He said that while the detainees were being transported, the woman detonated explosives strapped to herself, killing herself, her children, and an intelligence officer. There were no immediate claims of responsibility, either from the Taliban insurgency or from the pro-Islamic State militants who have already set up bases in the area. Pakistan has fired a nuclear-capable missile on Friday, just 2 days after hosting a regional peace conference with arch-rival India. The military says the surface-to-surface ballistic missile has a range of approximately 2,700 kilometers and can carry both nuclear and conventional weapons. A Pakistani general was quoted as saying that Pakistan desires a peaceful coexistence in the region. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.